Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, February 8, 2013, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. As you are undoubtedly aware, there is a major storm system impacting United's operations on the east coast of the United States. United canceled all operations into and out of the New York metropolitan region at 3 p.m. today. United anticipates they will resume operations at noon on Saturday, subject to the development of weather and the ability of airport operations to restore safe service. Flight attendants who commute to work in the affected areas are encouraged to consider the impact of the storm on United's operations when planning your travel. United has extended non-revenue positive space travel for flight attendants who commute to work and may be affected by the storm. The travel period for which the non-revenue positive space travel is being extended beginning Friday, February 8th through Saturday, February 9th, 2013. You may self-list for positive space travel to and from Newark, Boston, JFK, or Dulles, which includes DCA or Baltimore, to another domicile when that travel takes place in order to operate a trip. Instructions for listing for positive space travel may be found on Flying Together, Travel, Top Menu, Positive Space Business Travel, and are similar to those used when booking travel to training. Once you list for the flight upon which you wish to travel, your PNR needs to be authorized in order to complete the ticketing process. Please provide your confirmation number based on the following guidelines. DCA-based flight attendants should telephone the duty desk at 703-572-7518 for authorization. JFK, including those flying from the Newark Coterminal-based flight attendants, should telephone the duty desk at 718-632-1395 for authorization. And Boston-based flight attendants should telephone the duty desk at 617-634-7667 for authorization. Once authorized, you will be able to select a seat and check in for your flight. InFlight has reported high call volumes based on their alert and request you use the procedures listed and do not contact crew scheduling to authorize travel. Travel authorization may not take place immediately. InFlight also reports that some flight attendants are requesting travel on oversold flights, which United is not providing at this time. As in all situations, carry your contract with you at all times and be familiar with the language, the addresses, the cancellation, and reassignment procedures, as well as our contractual prudent commuter policy, and that's pages 254 through 257. Today, the United Master Executive Council, the MEC, convened in Chicago for our winter regular scheduled meeting. MEC President Greg Davidovich provided the MEC with an update on issues that have taken place in the time since our last meeting. Greg touched on the disappointing financial performance by United for 2012. However, our negotiated contract language provides for a modest profit-sharing payment, which we can expect to be paid around February 14th. This year, we have a choice on how we wish to receive that payment, either deferred into our 401k accounts, including Roth 401k or UK stakeholder plan, or as a cash payment. As a result of this change, we've heard that it would be beneficial if there were a way to determine how much the profit-sharing payment would amount to prior to making the determination of how to receive it. AFA has approached management, who has indicated a willingness to discuss the idea for future profit-sharing payments. Greg updated the MEC on an early out program as a means of addressing staffing issues. The company has responded that they are not interested in an early out program at this time. AFA Grievance is beginning the pre-work phase of our preparations and working with management with the assistance of the National Mediation Board to address a significant number of outstanding grievances. Greg updated the MEC on the status of the 787 fleet grounding and reviewed general aircraft changes that occurred in 2012. In discussing the new 787 aircraft at the Continental subsidiary, Greg researched that Continental took delivery of a total of 19 new 737-900s and 6 new 787 aircraft during the year and retired or removed from service 23 aircraft. MEC Vice President Linda Farrow reported to the MEC an update on the problems with local councils obtaining security badges. That's under Section 31E. Linda also reviewed our Red Alert drill process conducted on January 7, 2013, and an update on the Memorandum of Understanding for our OSAP program. MEC Secretary Treasurer Jeff Heise reviewed MEC meeting minutes, semiannual budgets, and discussed committee trainings. Membership Engagement Chairperson Karen Hall provided the annual committee update to the MEC. AFA International Officers Vita Shook, Sarah Nelson, and Kevin Crahan updated the MEC on their work advancing our priorities as flight attendants and our union. The MEC concluded the day with open discussion, reviewing a number of issues important to our membership. Our MEC meeting resumes tomorrow. As we've previously reported, the check-in and boarding times for the A319 and A320 aircraft will increase by 5 minutes beginning with the March schedule month. Remember, no changes have been made to our duty time limitations. Report times do not change until the March schedule month, and if you encounter a discrepancy for the month of February, please report that to your local council office. Last year, we filed grievance MEC 412 questioning whether the company violated sections 8J, 12I, System Board Decision MEC 5-78, past practice, and other related sections of the contract when the company required flight attendants who have involuntarily lost a part of their IDs and received guarantee in their line of flying, line guarantee, to contact scheduling once, more than once, during a day for reassignment. The System Board of Adjustment denied our grievance. However, the arbitrator clarified that if you involuntarily lose any part of your ID on Section 8J of your first call should be to in-flight scheduling. If at that time there is no reassignment, the company can pre-designate a time in that same day for you to call back for reassignment. If at that callback time there is no reassignment, the company can then require you to contact in-flight scheduling once per day at a pre-designated time for each remaining day of your ID. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract. Building our future together.